Are live in 3, 2, 1. Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back to Zachary Reality. It's your host, Zachary Reality. We're here to chat about the Love is Blind season 6 reunion. This was one of the best seasons in so long. I have been saying on my page that season 2 was the most chaotic for me. I thought it was crazy with Natalie, Shane, Shake, all those people. Like, that shit was good. Season 3 was good with Alexa and Brennan. Season 4 was pretty good too. It just season 5 almost made us lose this show. But season 6, we are back, baby. And we are going to chat about this season and recap the crazy reunion with my friend Jericho. Jericho, welcome to my podcast. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Hey, thank you for having me. I'm really excited about this.
I know. I'm so excited that you're here because you've never been on my podcast before, but we've been friends for years. And when you said that you were a Love is Blind fan, well, sometimes you'll text me and you'll be like, talk about The Bachelor, but Love is Blind 2, you're like this season.
Yeah. My girlfriend, I'm not going to say made me watch it. She suggested watching it. And you know how it is. These shows are really good. They're really addicting. Mm. And like you said, the personalities in it were extremely interesting. And having not seen anything before, I was wondering why they were rushing through the pods, only to see like the other half of it. And you go, oh, okay, they have so much footage. They could easily fit like 4 more episodes. And I think the fans would be okay with that.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. Like Love Island and Big Brother, they have like 100 episodes. It's like 5 nights a week. But with other shows, you know, they really have to cut it. But if you've never seen Love is Blind before, what made you get into this season? Your girlfriend?
Yeah, she wanted to see it. And I mean, like everyone talks about it and brings it up. Like you definitely hear the title here and there, you know. And I genuinely thought the show was just like the pods and then immediately marriage. I didn't know that there was all this like post pod
stuff
and like getting to know each other. And then you really see like, even though it's like a very particular reality show in the sense that like you don't meet your significant other usually behind the blue wall, a lot of similarities still happen from the real world and the show, which is like you really do put your best foot forward on your first couple dates, and then all of a sudden the veil is kind of lifted, and when you start hanging out with that person more, you start seeing like they start slipping up, you could call it, and either you like their real personality or you don't, you know. Ooh. And we see a lot of that in the show.
I always think the pods are so boring. So whenever it really takes me until they get out of the pods to get into a season, because that's when all the good, because that's when the good shit comes, when you like know everybody by now and then they confront each other and see each other for the first time. The pods are a little slow for me.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, having never seen it, I didn't feel like it was slow because I really love reading body language and seeing body language. So it was really interesting to see. And mind you, I know that they're talking for hours, so they're not always going to sit on the couch and it's going to be edited a certain way. Mm-hmm. But there are some people who just gave off such like crazy vibes, like maybe serial killer vibes, the way they just like walked around. They weren't really making eye contact and just saying stuff because they wanted to sound good, versus the people who just sit on that couch and you can almost feel like they're picturing the person next to them. That makes sense.
So who do you think was like good in the pods and who do you think was like weird in the pods?
I thought Jimmy was really good in the pods. Like if we're talking about the differential between pods and real life, mm-hmm. I think Jimmy was like super chill in the pods, and that's not to say he wasn't chill in real life, but in
we'll get to it.
Yeah, I know. But in real life, I feel like he was more confrontational with like any issue he had, and like in the pods he was just such a laid-back guy, stayed on the couch, he was a very good listener.
Well, don't you think that like people are trying to be like chill in the pods so they get picked?
Honestly, yeah, the whole show, like they're all just trying to put their best foot forward so that they get picked. And that's the funny thing is like I feel like even if you removed the camera and the Netflix aspect of it, people still want to get picked just to get picked. Like, that's just the most, like, natural human element that, like, you know, especially because presumably everyone going on there is single. Mm-hmm. So, of course, you want someone to choose you, especially based on just your voice, not your looks. If you're not superficial, then you're like, no, seriously, pick me.
I would never do this show. Literally, I would not be able to do it. I'm superficial high. Like, I think it'd be a cool experiment to try it. And like, I would put my all into it. Like, let's say I ever went on it. But I feel like it would be really hard for me to like actually be able to do it?
I think I would. Two things. I was just thinking yesterday, how would they handle someone who is gay on the show? You know what I mean? Like, would they?
Why haven't they done a gay season?
Exactly. That it's just like all gay people, unless you want to mix it with like straight people, and then you kind of have to bring it up, which I don't even think would be that awkward, because like people bring up race on that show, and it's a thing in real life, so it's a thing in the show, of course. And no, I think I would do the show, but I'd love to just do like a different voice for each person that I meet.
You can't do that. Well, how would you and Carrie, your girlfriend, have been on the show? Let's say you guys met on the show in the pods. Do you think that you guys could have like gotten engaged through the wall and gotten married, especially since they're doing it all for you?
100%.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. We get along. We talk a lot about certain conversations, and we have a lot of like agreements and stuff, and just like a very nice flow to our conversations. And you know, they can get very funny but also very serious, which is what I try to do. So I think like if you're meant to be with your person, you can still meet them through a wall. You know what I mean?
Yes. You agree though that I would be horrible at this, or do you think I would be good?
You know what, I'm talking about me like goofing off and making voices, but I feel like you couldn't help yourself and you would like throw a fib here and there to see if they were joking, to see if they could tell you're joking or not, you know?
Like my sarcasm though.
Oh, 100%. And they couldn't read you making a face or anything, so.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's kind of cool because I feel like someone really gets to know your personality. And if you have good banter and you can do that through a wall, like that definitely could like elevate your connection for when you do meet in person and there is that buildup. So I do think it's like the funnest part of the season as well to see them meet for the first time.
Oh gosh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, well, I think that's the part where like, I would be so insecure. I'd be like, oh my gosh, what if they're not how, you know, I imagined, or I'm not how they imagined. And I don't think I could be on the show just because of that meetup. It is so freaking intimate yet like public. You know, when the camera's there.
If you're if someone thinks you're ugly or like vice versa, it's just like, oh, damn.
I would try to lower their expectations as much as possible.
So not like, like what Chelsea did with Megan Fox. What was your thoughts on that?
You know what? It's so interesting because like the way she presented it was like, people say I look like Megan Fox. Like, she didn't say, like, I think I look like Megan Fox. She said that she's gotten it from her friends, right?
Yeah.
But at the same time, she did say, like, MGK's girlfriend or whatever. So it's like, which one is it? Because if it's someone you've heard from your friends, then you would know who their name is, you know? So, yeah, it kind of, like, helped elevate an image of her. And I think it created, like, expectations, especially because, like, Jimmy didn't let it go. You know what I mean? Which was so weird because he looks like Peyton Manning, you know? Like, he shouldn't be, like, talking about, like, oh, she looked like Megan Fox, and I didn't get that, you know, I ordered something on Amazon, and it's not what it looked like. Like, he shouldn't be that picky.
I did not like him all season, but I ended up really liking him at the reunion because I felt like he humbled himself a little bit. I felt like he was, like, down to, like, laugh at his own jokes more.
No, he definitely seems like a guy's guy. Like, you would have a drink with him and chat with him. His drama with Chelsea was definitely the most interesting because I feel like he always had a foot out the door, and then she didn't really have a hold of their arguments. Like, she would change her mind a lot about what they were arguing about and kind of twist his words. But at the same time, I feel like she was insecure because she could tell that he wasn't 100% like committed mentally. You know, so
yeah,
kind of a tragic ending, but I'm glad they're still friends.
Yeah. So let's get into the reunion. Let's talk about each couple and kind of go through what happened and give our takes. So first up, we'll talk about Sarah Ann and Jeremy. Oh. So where we left off at the lake house, Laura kind of told Jeremy off. She was pissed off about the fact that Sarah Ann sent him a DM and they hung out all night until 5 a.m., They reconnected at the lake. They rode jet skis together, and they gave us an update that they have been together ever since. They live together now, except Chelsea did say that she's seen Jeremy out and about and that they have been on and off before. So there seems to be a little drama here. What did you make of them showing up together?
Listen, I'm not surprised that they showed up together. I'm not surprised that their relationship has drama. One of the things you kind of learn as you get older is that it's hard for people to change. I'm not saying that people don't change. They do. But if you see patterns with someone, they'll likely do it again. So I am not surprised that Jeremy, who is like Elon Musk if he didn't have the money, right? Like, he tries to be a smooth talker, gets caught up in his own words. You know, he triples down on all his lies. And I'm not surprised that she's like, yeah, we're together, because they obviously want that image that it worked out. And then he's like, no, they're on and off. They've said that they're broken up. And then he like defends himself. I mean, we all knew that story was a lie. Like, the cameras caught it in a lie. He said, I'm sorry, I'm not talking about their union, but, you know, he said he was walking out the door when they changed plans, and then that he ran into her and that someone said, hey, she's kind of mad at you. And he's like, oh, I guess I got to have a conversation with her. Then he even said at the reunion, he only went into her house to drop her off. But then like 6-7 minutes later, reunion edited time, she said he's never been inside the house. So they clearly don't have the right story.
So you think they did hook up?
But they 100% hooked up.
I'm gullible. I was like, all right, I guess if they said they did.
No, don't fall for it, because his story doesn't add up. But of course, they showed up to a reunion together because they knew that they were going to get slammed, right? And you got to understand from a psychological perspective, look at him wearing the Hawaiian shirt, which I know it's like something he always does. But at the same time, he knows that that was like a point of conversation with Laura. So of course, he's going to show up like a Bond villain in a cheap Bond knockoff, you know, with his little Hawaiian shirt. And Sarah Ann was going to be next to him, and they were going to portray this image that they were totally okay. And the show is very good about calling people out, the reunion especially. What the hell? Like, they don't really do that throughout the season. And then the reunion, they're like, hey, we're going to call everyone out.
Everyone got called out, like, immediately. And we'll get to Trevor next. Like, everyone was getting called out, and you couldn't hide anything. Like, it was the writing was on the wall. I definitely think that they're going to break up soon. I do think it's a little fake for the cameras and the show, and just like the ego of it all. I mean, I kind of like Sarah Ann a little bit, just because I did see a different side of her when they showed that unedited scene with Laura. Like, she did feel bad about the DM. Like, everyone's giving her such a hard time because she imposed on this engagement. And like, yeah, that's definitely wrong to impose on someone's engagement, but like, it's a TV show, and she wanted to see what he looked like. She just wanted to have a conversation. Like, I'm not like so mad at her, but for him, I just think
I hate that I'm not mad about it either, because that was the whole point of the show, is that you date multiple people. And she clearly, Sarah Ann clearly felt like Laura and Jeremy maybe didn't have that strong of a connection. So she hit him up. God, I hate defending her, but yeah, I kind of get it. Like, yeah. I understand her perspective. Like,
they hate her in my comments. Like, she's getting roasted.
Well, because she's not a girl's girl. And she can't admit, like, yeah, I wanted Jeremy. Yeah, I took him from you. And she's acting innocent, just like he does. You know what I mean? That's why they're kind of perfect together. And they came to the show with, like, this alibi and this, like, idea that they were going to be a strong couple that, like, no, look, it all worked out. And then they got called out for it. And, I mean, do you have, like, any insider information based on their relationship or...
I mean, from what I know, that they said that they were living together. So I feel like when you live with someone that is kind of like official, I mean, unless they're the type that just can kind of move in and out.
They could just say that they're living together. We could say we're living together.
No, but I feel like in Charlotte, everyone's in everyone's business. Like, they would know.
Fair.
You know? So I don't think they're going to last. I want to see Sarah Ann do better in the future. I do think she could make amends with some of the girls. I thought it was so petty and interesting when, you know, she got removed from the group chat, and then she still unfollowed all the girls, but still followed the guys.
Like, see, I felt like, and it's like, she doesn't help her own case by doing that.
But the girls kind of like, hang up on her too.
The girls did something petty, so she did something petty back, and then it got thrown in her face.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
Jeremy took no accountability. I mean, maybe he kind of tried. Shocker. I thought he was such a jerk the whole season, and it was so clear when he got called out for saying that Jimmy is the villain. Jeremy, you were always the villain. You are the villain of the season. I actually love Laura a lot. I liked what she said when she zoomed in from Spain. She was on a work trip. Yeah. She said that, you know, she was taking this seriously. like he literally met her family. Like this was so serious for her. So I understand why she is so pissed off. And she also said that like, she doesn't care if they date. She just like wanted to like say her piece on it. So I did think she was kind of harsh at times when she was calling him a clown and all that kind of stuff. But I also got it because, you know, he is kind of just like very immature. He took this not seriously.
I think that's just her personality too. Like she had a very, very big personality. Like at the start, she was portrayed as someone that was like very snoopy and wanting information and spreading information. So at first I wasn't really feeling her. And granted, she could have just like done that for 5 minutes out of the 3 hours and that's what they edited in. But I actually think she's kind of having like this Ariana Maddox. Is that her full name? Yeah. She's kind of having that moment where like she's doing all the right things and the public is on your side and she's being humble. She's apologetic. She is clearly like, look, I've moved on. My job is putting me here in Barcelona, but I still showed up for y'all. Mm-hmm. Like she has a lot of love for the other girls, you know, and she's like, yeah, go, whatever, be happy. But I completely agree with you. Like it seems like this season, everything was more serious for the girls and the guys were just like going from one lie to the other. Like the bar was so low for the men this season. It's comical, you know?
Well, I thought Clay was, you know, we'll get to him, but I thought he did a great job at the reunion, but some of the other guys for sure.
We'll get to him.
Laura, one thing I didn't like about her is when she got interfered in the relationship between Jess and Chelsea. Remember in the earlier episode, she was like, he's not your man. He's not, like, I guess she was trying to help him, but that kind of was interfered.
Yeah. That's what I was saying. In the beginning, she was very much like the type of person that seemed to be like jumping around, kind of manipulating the couples and stuff here and there, you know, using the information she knew and she couldn't tell. I remember she couldn't tell Jess anything else except he's not your man. And then she stirred the pot. But you know what? That helped with her growth, I feel like, because like, look what happened. It kind of got everything she was like insinuating kind of got shot back in her own face with her own personal life. And
yeah, she's
kind of realized like, oh, shit, you know, oh, shoot. Like, I really kind of messed this up. And then it kind of like got shut back in her face. And she's been very humble and cool ever since, you know, for lack of a better word.
That's fair. I like that. Well, we'll see what happens with Jeremy and Sarah Ann.
Break up.
I will definitely make a video on my TikTok when they break up, and I can't wait.
When they break up. You should actually make one now and then just post it.
Or I'll
save it in your drafts.
Yeah, I'll save it in my drafts. That's funny. But we need the statements and everything. But I did like her body glitter, and I totally got what everyone was saying about her dress looking like a prom dress. But let's give her a little bit of grace because I did think that scene was really important that was at the lake house between him and Laura. So between her and Laura, that was unseen. I thought that would add a little bit more context because she was getting the short end of the stick for a while. She was getting silenced. So I understand. And she, you know, she made some videos on social media that didn't help her case. Let's move on to Trevor.
Oh, man.
So Trevor was dating Chelsea during the pods. But Chelsea ultimately decided to pick Jimmy. So he went home empty-handed.
But yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, I know it is Jeremy. But it's still, yeah. So Trevor, I thought he could have ended up with Jess, like maybe originally, but not anymore. But he was always the good guy. He got such a good guy edit. Everyone loved him. And then he got exposed online for these text messages that he sent his girlfriend before he left the show. And then when he got back, he was like, do you want to get married? Like, it was toxic. He kind of explained it at the reunion. What was your thought of his reunion performance?
Well, you know, it's a good segue because we go from Jeremy's lies to Trevor's lies. Mm. And we're just going to keep going down the line of all these guys lying, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I also really liked him at first. And you know what? I just think it's like an accountability problem, just like the rest of them. I do think that he still has a girlfriend and that they're strong. And
They're toxic.
Yeah, that's what he says. We're only hearing it from his side. You know what I mean?
But didn't we hear her side? Isn't she the one who released the messages?
she released the messages where he's saying, like, I love you. It's like us versus the world type vibe. And then he gets on the show and he's like, you know, it's just a person I was hanging out with, you know, and it's like, really? That's what you're going to do her like that, huh? That's dirty. Unless he told her before the show, hey, in case like this comes up. But it seemed from like him asking to exit that he didn't see this coming.
But he knows that he was getting exposed because this was the thing on social media for like weeks. So he knew when he got to this reunion that he was going to get exposed. I'm just confused why the girl would release the messages. Like, that's so violating to release private messages. I guess she was upset that he was getting such a good guy edit. And the truth is that he was being a snake. So that's why she released them, to let everyone know the 100%. Truth. So that makes sense.
Yeah, you don't want to get played on national TV. I mean, it's like a moth to a light. And if they get too close, it'll zap them. You know what I mean? Like, he saw the reunion. It's another chance to be on television, and he took it.
Or he wanted to clear his name, but he didn't really do a good job at that.
Did not work out. And you know what I thought was funny? Like, could you imagine being him? And as he's walking off the stage, he's like, man, Nick Lachey just told me off.
Well, he didn't. Well, that was wrong of Nick. Do you know Nick and Vanessa are the worst flack of hosts? He should have said, if he was
host. Like, what's my life that Nick Lachey is freaking yelling at me? What happened?
Nick Lachey should have said, do you have anything left to say before we ask you to leave? Like, give him one last chance to say something. So I just thought Trevor got the short end of the stick like that. But also, he was not prepared. Like, he literally knew that this was coming. As soon as he got there, the texts were shown on the screen immediately. Like, his excuse was that he was toxic. I think he was trying to take some accountability and be honest. There was some points where he was like, I'm toxic, I'm wrong. Chelsea, I owe you an apology.
I need to go to therapy. It's the same copy-paste that every single guy on the show has been saying. Like, I need to go to therapy. I'm toxic. I'm the problem. And Jeremy's like, wait, that was my line. And Clay is like, oh, me too.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I felt like he was kind of trying. I guess he froze. Like, I just felt like he should have been more prepared and he should have been more honest. And I would have had more respect for him if he said, I just wanted to come on TV and be on TV.
Definitely. I think that he definitely has a TV personality. He's a nice guy. He's a good looking guy. You know what I mean? And I think that once he got out there, you know, you have a live studio audience looking at you. You have the past members looking at you, and you have the other, it's not the same as in the pods when it's just the eight of you in the camera. Yeah. It's not the same as like in the public where the audience is not specifically there to look at you, you know? And I think I do agree that he froze. Doesn't help that Nick Lachey was like yelling at him, but
well, they get the worst rap as hosts because they are just so messy. And they're all over the place. And even some of the questions I felt like were jumping around, like stay on course, you know?
Yeah, that's fair.
He kind of froze, but yeah, that is a lot of pressure with so many people looking at him. This is the this is the second season in a row where they've kind of had like an audience and past members. And I think it's just not, I don't know if it's fair. I feel like it's, if they want to do a live reunion special with the other people and have them play games and get their updates, they should do it separately because it almost makes this reunion less authentic, or maybe more authentic because you can't lie in front of that many. No?
Well, I think yes and no. I think like the live studio audience is fine because it can have like a very Jerry Springer vibe where like the audience is turning on you and you have an immediate reaction,
like the
right, like the mob mentality, like gasping and clapping and like, oh no, you did it, you know. But at the same time, I don't know why the past contestants are there aside from like Love is Blind. Netflix is trying to do like their own Marvel cinematic universe of like having their personalities be shown again and again and appear here and there because, you know, people like them and like to see them again. But they also had him ask questions, and I'm like, those questions were probably written for them. Like that part kind of took away from, we're here to see the reunion of like this season, not catch up on other people. So it's like you could do a whole other special for the past seasons.
They should have just done another special. They try and do After the Altar, which is where they bring everyone together from one season. They should have, but they wanted to plug, I guess, that there's Happy Couples and then tease us about Perfect Match season 2, which is like the Bachelor in Paradise.
They're trying to build their own cinematic universe with like compete with ABC and The Bachelor, which I mean, it's smart from that perspective, but then from the people that are there to see specific people, we're like, okay, let's get the marketing over with.
Yeah, fair enough. So let's get to our next couple, Clay and AD. So I'm sure everyone remembers he left her at the altar and she was heartbroken, devastated. There has been a lot of rumors that she's been spending some time with him, that they maybe have got back together.
It sure, seemed, why not?
What do you think?
So we're talking about her getting back together with him?
Well, do you think that they've gave it another shot after she left? Do you think they should? What do you think?
I think he can smooth talk to her, like, day in and day out, and, like, see her and then drop her and then see her. Because she is so sweet, but one thing I noticed in the reunion that she does throughout the whole season is that she is so okay with calling everyone out in this, like, wonderful way where, like, she rallies the crowd and the people around her where she's like, no, don't do that. She is on the right side of things. And then when it comes to her own relationships, she refuses to call anyone out. She refuses to see it. You know what I mean? This is just my opinion.
No, share like, your opinion. Maybe I'm wrong. I'm naive. I'm gullible. I believe everyone's a good person.
They're both good people. That's the thing. They're both freaking awesome. I like Clay. I like a lot of what he says and what he stands for. And AD obviously has this mix of like beauty and humor, but she just refuses to see red flags. Like everyone there is watching the show. And again, it's all edited down to 1 hour, but everyone's watching the show and he's like, hey, that's my girl, but I might cheat on you. And he's done that throughout a bunch of seasons. And everyone's always like kind of cringing at some of the stuff he says, which I think gets explained really well, and he has handled it. But here's what I'll say about him. That was my immediate thought, is that he engages in doublespeak, right? Like when he's with AD, he's got a foot out the door in the sense that he's like, man, I'm going to fight for you. We're going to go to war together. My dad did this stuff and I'm scared that I will too. My role models are people who cheat. So he's with her, but he's got a foot out the door. And now the situation has changed, right? Where he's not with her. So what is he saying? You're the love of my life. I love you. You're the one I let go. It's like, why can't he say that while he's with her? Right? Mm-hmm. He's always got to keep one foot on each side. And unfortunately, I think it's like,
This is a comment from Bittersweet. AD said on the Vile Files, which is another podcast, she flirts with Clay since the show every chance she gets.
Not surprised.
She flirts with Clay every chance she gets, whatever that means. Yeah, she's still toying with him. Because, and it's hard to say yes. Like, it's hard to get married. Like, I don't want to do that. I understand.
See, that's where I'm like, he's right. He's like, why are we putting a timeline on this thing? So, like, that's where I'm like defending him, and I think he's like a cool guy, you know what I mean, in the sense of like he's very much trying to keep it real in a show where everyone's caught up in the moment of like, let's get married in 3 months, and he was just coming at it from an angle of like, no, let's just like work it out. But I don't know, the people don't want that. They want like the Jimmy and
Chelsea,
what's her name, no not Jimmy, then
Jeremy and Laura,
Johnny and the Amy. One that did work out, yeah. They want that, they want it to work out like that.
Well, I mean, yeah. I think also it's just like you have to go to the altar. Like this is a TV show where it is based on having a grand finale where you have a runaway bride. That is what this show is built on. Someone saying no at the altar and it being so dramatic and all your friends and family being there. So with all these other couples breaking up, I think that he definitely knew earlier on. And it's just the question, did she know? Was she truly blindsided? At the altar,
I think I've been saying, I think she's a sweet person, and she just refuses to see
the red flags,
any problems, you know. And she even said it herself. I think she had a really freaking funny line where she's like, "Fix a fuck boy" or whatever on the show. And then, see, like this is where I disagreed with the people I was watching it with. She brought up that she went to a couple dinners with Matthew. What do you think about that?
I mean, whatever. Like, I think it's fun to meet the people that you're dating through a wall. Like, you know, you want that experience, yeah. That connection from the show. So I'm here for it.
See, and to me, I was like, well, you knew he was a liar and almost like very sociopathic in the way he said certain things. And he was telling the same thing to two different people. Like, that is like really weird, especially when you see how the other couples handle like, hey, I'm seeing someone else. I'd want to pursue it more with them. His was more like really weird, and he had really weird lines of like, America loves an underdog. It's like, why would you go see him again? Why would you even entertain that? Unless it was to make Clay jealous.
Oh, of course it was. Because she kept looking at him like every 5 seconds. Like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I wasn't so sorry.
She likes him. He's a handsome guy, you know? She likes him.
She's dickmatized because I think that like the fact that she even needs his approval after he was the one that left her at the altar is crazy. She should move on and she should know that she is hot shit and that she's the baddest bitch ever. But I do think she still has googly eyes for him. So I think they're going to get back together, but I don't think it will work in the long run.
No, unfortunately. Although I'll take his word for it.
Look at this comment from G Glass. Are you in a yurt?
I am, actually. That's crazy how they knew that.
Jericho is in a yurt. Yeah, and he is.
That's funny.
So I think that if he broke your heart once, he'll do it again. So she should be careful. She should know her worth. And I think she does have the support of the fans. So hopefully she listens to us and, you know, trust her gut.
I don't think she will. But you know what? Like, it's a journey that you have to go through on your own. Even if it takes 1 or 2 years, thank you, of on and off and stuff. Like, she'll eventually learn, maybe. And maybe she'll put that energy that she has to calling people out toward the people she's actually dating.
I love it. Great advice. You do have some wisdom. thoughts on Johnny and Amy? They're the happily married couple. They gave us an update that their families really love each other. And then they were asked about condoms and if those were an option. And I need to know your thoughts on all that.
That's so private. I wish they didn't ask that. No, they're the most boring couple because they're the healthiest couple and they're great. They're great together. I actually, the only thing I'll say is like, I really loved his reaction to when he first saw her, like talk about love at first sight. Like his eyes just jumped and he did not expect her to be so beautiful. And I love that it's very healthy in my opinion that she was like, she opens up about, she probably dated other Hispanic men. She said she's never really dated white boys, but like she really is proving love is blind because she got to know this guy and she's in love with him. She's going to have a baby with him. And they're the prime example of the show, you know? So I'm very happy for them.
Are they having sex yet?
Isn't she pregnant?
No, she's not pregnant. The people who are pregnant are in the are the alumni. Oh. The alumni. No, they're not pregnant.
Ew, I thought she was pregnant.
No, because that was their storyline in the beginning, that she didn't want to go on birth control, so they were waiting to have sex. So
I think maybe then he's a virgin or something.
Oh, my God.
Because, like, come on, condoms are an option. There's you know.
You pull out, there's lots of methods.
Yeah, I was just going to say that.
Well, I don't know anything about that. I don't. So we're happy for them, and whatever. What are your thoughts on Kenneth and Brittany? So they broke up earlier in the season, but it turns out they are just close friends now. And they did kind of tease us. They posted a TikTok a few days ago that they like might be back together. But I think that was just to get hype for the reunion. Do you want to see them back together? Or what do you think of their friendship?
Yeah, I think they took everyone had a very similar playbook of like how to excite the audience for the reunion and get their name out there. Sarah Ann and Jeremy that certainly did. Mm-hmm. And they did the same. But you know what? It's one of those things where they both wore their heart on their sleeve. And I think like the people watching are kind of over them because they just didn't work out. And like with Sarah Ann and Jeremy, you can tease that they're on and off. And you're very curious about how it'll work out, knowing his personality and her personality. But with them, it was just one of those things. They're just like adults. Like they said, they both have a tragic life. They were forced to grow up fast and it just didn't work out for them. And the show knew that obviously because they gave them like 40 seconds of screen time aside from their reactions yesterday. What do you think?
That's fair. Yeah, I just thought it was a little weird when they're like, we talk every day. I'm like, really? I don't talk to my best friends every day. Like sometimes
they don't talk every day. Yeah.
Like sometimes you go weeks without talking to your best friend. Like people are busy, they're traveling. But like, I'm glad that they're friends. I think it's cool that they could be friends through this regardless because it was a sad breakup. And I also think it's cool that Jimmy and Chelsea could be friends. And we're going to get to them. Let's talk about them. I am so happy that they are no longer together. Hopefully. I'm so happy that they're not fighting anymore. It gave me a headache every episode watching them fight. I hated it. It was so toxic. It was triggering. It made me emotional, upset. I was like, stop, break up. But now they're just friends. And apparently they tried to make it work for a few days after they broke up when the cameras were down. But then Jimmy ended it and they agreed that they would just be friends to kind of support each other, you know, through the reunion. I know you had a lot to say about them.
Well, they were like the anchor of the drama, you know, because it's kind of interesting, like with Clay and AD, they're almost like very upfront. Like AD is aware that she sees red flags, but she chooses to ignore them. And Clay is aware of his behavior and he, you know, tries to change maybe, perhaps. But with Jimmy and Chelsea, they were playing a completely different game where they were each hiding their own issues and trying to convince the other that they didn't have the issue, that the other was the problem. You know what I mean?
They both were the problem. And
they both were the problem, and they're trying to convince the other, like, no, you have this problem. No, you have this problem. And it gave us the best reality TV, I suppose.
They were really good reality TV. I felt like, especially yeah. Chelsea, I felt like she was like the anchor of the show in a lot of ways too. She was made for this reality TV, but I do wonder if they learned a lot looking back at them and seeing how toxic they were, because I actually felt like I felt like they both humbled themselves at the reunion though.
They were definitely more calm because I think they're just friends. So a lot of their tension was out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
But it makes me wonder how many girls that Jimmy's had a past with is he going to have as friends? Like yeah. the next person he dates, like Jimmy's going to be like, here's all my friends that are girls. And I've had a relationship with almost all of them.
Yeah.
Like at least he's up front, right?
You have good takes. What did you think of?
That's what you would say. That's
funny. No, because I don't even think some of these things. You have a lot of wisdom. What did you think of her revealing?
Good takes. Camera. I thought you said good taste. Like you were making fun of like his new girlfriend who's like, oh, you have good taste. These are all like your exes.
Takes. What did you think of her bringing up on camera during the season that he slept with his friend when he told her that in confidence? What was your take on that?
I mean, she shouldn't have done that, but she was clearly coming from a place where she was hurt. It's almost like someone who's like in a prison of their relationship, right? Almost like a psychological prison where she's like, I know you don't want to be with me, just say it. And I feel like she really had to like chip away at him, you know? Because like I said, the theme throughout the show has been like the girls are more committed than the guys. And the guys aren't really taking accountability for some of the things they're doing and saying. And she's trying to chip away. She's trying to like, maybe it was a low blow, but she was clearly trying to anger him to the point where he's like, you know what? You're right. Like, I don't want to be with you. I'm out.
Instead of just leaving herself.
Yeah. Like,
I don't get it. And maybe I won't get it unless I'm in it.
Yeah. And I mean, the problem they had is like, neither of them wanted to quit. It was like a perfect example of like a prisoner's dilemma, game theory, like, she also didn't want to quit because she was very confrontational. And then the next day she would be very like calm and like soft voice, like, baby, we're not going to break up. Right, babe. Like that was just like one little fight, like, you know, like
one little fight.
That's what she said. Like, it was like one continuous fight. Yeah. It was one little fight. Like World War One was one little fight. You know what I mean? And
I wish that they still made it to the altar, because I think it would have been crazy if he said no and then she ran away. That would have been the best TV ever.
I know. I think they would have both said no. But then, you know what's great that the last episode started like that is because, like, she completely won me over where she's like, what the heck? Like, why would you take it all the way to up until this point and then quit? Yeah. But you know what? People have their own opinion about that, because then they could do what Clay did, which is take it to the next level and then quit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but, so there has been rumors that maybe they're back together. She did just say on her Instagram, like, she did an interview when this was filmed saying they're just friends and stuff. Like, I just gave you the update, but they were spotted together in Florida eating lunch. They were
he's friends with his exes, seen, so
yeah.
I don't know. You know?
Do you think that maybe they're hooking up a little bit?
I could see that. Yeah, I think, just like I said from the beginning of the show, he's like a really relaxed, cool guy. Just kind of like, no, we'll see how it goes. Almost like the strong, silent type, you know? And maybe they hook up, but then he'll like remind her that he doesn't want a relationship and that they tried it out and it didn't work.
Yeah.
Like, he gives me that vibe that maybe that could be the thing. But he seems like a nice guy. And like the person commented, he was very emotional throughout the show. I think like sometimes when you're in it, you're not really thinking, you're not really processing, and it's been a year and everything kind of caught up with him, you know?
Yeah. Okay. And I didn't like him. I didn't like him during the show. But the reunion, I was like, all right, fine. I don't really understand why he's friends with all his exes, but you made a good point. So I don't think they're back together.
Some people
together.
Are like that.
I guess. Let's
some
talk
people are like that,
bit.
And some girls can handle it, but I don't specifically think she could handle it from the start. I think, like,
your Wi-Fi is a little in and out.
Shoot, maybe you should come. You're cutting off.
You should. Maybe you should leave and come back. Okay, so Jericho is out, but I'm going to bring him back in. Yeah, I think you should leave and come back. Is it better now?
Oh, am I having issues?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
It's smooth again.
Okay. Yes, sorry, guys.
Sorry about that.
Okay, let's talk about Jess. So she thought that she was really close friends with Chelsea and Jimmy. They talked about the closure. The three of them took a picture together after. But she really kind of...
Yeah.
What is your... She really had a lot to say, and she was really upset about some of the things Jimmy said in his interview. What do you think about Jess?
I think Jess is refreshing. She's a straight shooter. In a world where everyone's kind of giving, like, iffy yes or no answers or trying to say the right interview questions, like, you can't second guess what Jess is saying. Because she's just, like... letting you know, hey, I thought we were friends, and then you did this, and that wasn't very cool. And then she, when she called out Sarah Ann, she's like, you're not a girl's girl. I'm the one who took you off the group chat. Like, she's not, she doesn't have a problem with, like, kind of, like, expressing herself and then, like, telling you why. Like, I feel like we would be friends with her.
No, right? I feel like I maybe, but I also think, don't you think, I think me and her would hate each other. I think we're really similar. No, we're really similar in our personalities. Mm-hmm. Like, we would end up being friends, but I think we would be frenemies. Yeah. I think that we're both so bitchy, and she is so extra, and she loves the drama in her moment, and, like, yeah, you know, everything's so emotional and drawn out with her. Like, yeah, I really think she's such a good reality star. She is refreshing. She's different. She's new. She is a straight shooter. She has a great heart.
Obviously, Netflix agrees with you because she's going on Perfect Match.
But there were some qualities about her that I know would just drive me crazy as her friend. Does that make sense?
I could see that. It's almost like mutually assured destruction, where, like, if one of you snap, the other one's going to come after each other, and, like, everything's going to be blown out in the open.
I love that everyone else loves her, and I like her, but me and her, I just think our personalities would butt heads. That's how I feel. Fair.
Yeah, that's fair. I, you know, she's a straight shooter, but she makes good TV because she's not afraid to bring up the drama. I would love to see the alternate universe where her and Jimmy went on a couple dates, but I think she'd quickly realize, like, I'm way more mature and successful. Not in the sense that Jimmy's not successful, but she kind of has her shit together, and you kind of get the sense that she knows what she wants and she's ready for it. So in that sense of maturity, I feel like they wouldn't have worked out either.
What did you have any other thoughts of her at the reunion, like, being so upset with Jimmy for the things he said?
I felt like for her to use her voice and her time to call that out, it actually hurt her.
That's what I thought too.
She clearly liked Jimmy for whatever it was during the pods. She obviously liked him. She gave him that letter to read. She was ready to choose him. So I think she reset her expectations, and she thought, we're going to be friends. And he thought that too, I guess. You know, he called her gorgeous at the beginning. And then she was like, I am ready to really mention, like, the stuff that hurt me. And he kind of blew her off. And you know what? That's the theme, right? Like, we're like I said earlier with the patterns, like, that's how Chelsea felt too. And he's the type of guy who might be nice, but he drives the girls crazy because of his behavior, where, like, he's showing you one thing, but then he's acting a certain way.
Yeah.
That doesn't match. Yes. So Chelsea's crazy, like, just put me out of my misery. And then you saw that with Jess a little bit, even from a platonic sense, where Jess is like, well, what the heck? I thought we were friends. Like, someone showed the receipt for, you know, the stuff that hurt her. And that was her longest, like, monologue, was just her being like, hey, I'm hurt, and this is how I feel. You know? And he was, when the show brilliantly showed the receipts, we saw that she was right. Has she lied about anything? I don't think so. You know?
No. She's just a little, like, dramatic, but she is a straight shooter. She's going to go to Perfect Match, I'm sure. Are you going to watch it?
I guess I will now.
Who else do you want to see on Perfect Match from this season? It obviously has to be all singles. AD?
100%.
So Jess, AD, was there anyone else you want to see?
Like, in terms of guys?
I mean...
Matthew, the serial killer accountant.
Okay.
No, I'm just kidding. No.
You don't want to see Trevor? Trevor might have went, actually.
Not mind seeing Trevor. With all the drama, like, centering him, I wouldn't mind seeing him. Like, everyone deserves a second chance, and why not give it to Trevor?
Okay. Well, also, if they don't go on Perfect Match this year, there's always next year. So if they need a year to kind of end their relationships that they're in, like Sarah Ann, you know, maybe we'll see them in 2025.
Yeah.
You know? Maybe. Well, that was the reunion. I thought this was a great season. I am excited for Perfect Match. We only got 3 cast announcements, so I'm excited to hear the rest of the cast soon. And I'm definitely going to listen to some of their interviews today to kind of get more updates on where everybody stands, because there was a few unclear things. If there is any question to kind of leave things off, Jericho, before we go, that you wanted to ask somebody on this reunion, pretend that you have the note card and that you're sitting with the alumni. What is one question you would have asked, and who would you have asked?
Oh, gosh, that is a good question.
Yeah, it is.
You know what? I don't even have any dramatic question or like intrusive question. I would probably actually direct my question to Johnny.
Okay.
Because as someone who was born in Peru, I'd love to see his take on what it's like dating a Latina or Latinx girl and getting to know the family, because that was some of my favorite parts of the reunion, was seeing her parents and stuff. You know, it reminded me a lot of my parents. And I'd love to hear what it feels like, you know.
I love that.
How that experience has been. Yeah, because I'm sure it's been like fun and unique, and maybe he's learned a little bit of Spanish. So I'd love to hear about that.
Okay.
Yeah, how about you? What would you ask? You would ask the more dramatic thing.
I know. I would probably ask Jimmy and Chelsea directly. Do you guys, what did you actually think about all of your fights on camera? Like, because it just felt like their segment was so glazed over, and maybe some parts were cut out. But I just would have really liked to kind of drill them and be like, are you guys serious? Is there growth? Is there accountability? Do you understand that this relationship was so, like, just a little bit more? I would have just asked a direct question to them about that.
No, that's fair, because I think their relationship is the quintessential perfect room for growth for both of them, where Jimmy could see, oh, maybe I shouldn't be hanging out with someone I have a history with. Maybe I shouldn't be going out, even though it was one drink, mind you. But maybe he could see his flaws, and maybe she could definitely be like, oh, wow, I am changing the conversation a lot. I am putting words in his mouth and twisting it and behaving a certain way, almost like an erratic behavior. Like, this is the perfect room for both of them to grow. And then with new partners, have a way stronger relationship with a better communication.
I love it. Well, that's our recap. That's our show. Thank you so much for joining, Jericho. Appreciate it.
Yeah, that was fun.
Where can everybody follow you on Instagram and tell us about your all your movies?
All my movies. Well, right now, since making a movie is so expensive, I'm working on a play, actually, that'll hopefully come together in L.A. Our friend Ali Luber from Vanderpump Rules is attached, and she's going to be in. I mean, she's really into it, and she's going to be in it for sure. She's the protagonist. So we'll see where that goes. We need to do like a couple table reads and casting still, but we're working on that. And my Instagram's the Uncle Jerry, but it's really boring and it's private. So I don't know. Jericho, I don't post there.
Jericho is not a podcaster. This is your first podcast, right?
Yeah. I mean, I admire you, and I've told you this before. I wish I was more like you. And you said, no, you just have to like jump in the water. You just have to start releasing videos. And I tell myself, like, I'm going to be like Zachary this week. And then I never do. Aww. But you're the one to follow. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Well, they're literally following me already. So
yeah, literally.
Period. Thank you all so much for listening, following. Everything is at Zachary Reality. Like, comment, and subscribe. And let us know your comments on the reunion in the comments down below. And we will see you guys in the next one. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
See ya. What I wanna be ya.